The Jacksonville Jaguars select Dante Fowler, Jr., defensive end, Florida.
Draft night, and your expectations, and like your mind is going crazy. Like people don't understand what's going through your mind at that time. What was that night like before the draft?
Yeah, the night before, I promise you, like right before I went to sleep, I was like, man, I really don't know where I'm going to be at. And I was like, that's crazy, because all my life I've been in Florida, you know, grew up, never left the state unless I had to play a away game and we flew. And, you know, it was like a big life change. I knew, like, the next day my life was going to change. And, you know, when you're not able to make your own decision or, you know, to, you know, dictate your destiny or where you're going to go, you know, that's crazy. That's mind-boggling. But when everything played out, you know, the way it played, I'm glad it did.
The night of the draft, you're sitting in there, you're sitting in the green room. I want to know how that was, because I wasn't able to be a part of that.
It happened so fast, bro. I promise you, it happened so fast. You sat down, you know, they did a little presentation. You know, you get drafted, they call your name, you go on the stage, and then behind the scenes stuff. It happened so fast. And then all next thing you know, it's like you back in your room, and it's like, dang, what just happened?
Yeah,
it's crazy, but it went fast, and like, it was a blessing. It was a dream come true.
So explain the outfit. What I want to know is, did you pick it yourself? Because I know you ain't dressed yourself. You ain't got no taste. I see you every day. Did you pick it yourself, or did you have a stylist to actually put that outfit together?
No, I had a stylist, you know. She put it together. Like, she told me, like, how we were going to do it. But I told her the colors that I wanted to do.
What,
like,
color was that?
All white.
Why?
Because of the gold shoes. I knew I was wearing those gold shoes off the rip. I been knew. I was like, you know, like, everything play out and I'm able to do this, I'm going to wear some gold shoes. Because I knew they was doing, like, the 50th anniversary, and it was the gold carpet.
Yeah.
I was like, this is perfect. I know nobody ain't about to do this. And, you know, it was building up to it all my life. So I had to play it out the right way. I had to do it the right way.
So tell people how crazy your phone go when you get drafted that night and the next day. I mean, I know it had to go crazy, because I text you and you didn't even text me back.
It was crazy. Like, you, vibration after, you have calls, you turn this person, oh, I'm going to call you right back. You try to, like, at least get, like, at least 5 seconds. Like, you just want them to hear your voice. Like, yeah, man, I did it. I did this. I did that. When I got drafted, I felt like, you know, I made, you know, not only my family proud, but, like, my city proud and everybody else proud.
First rookie minicamp, not even an hour into it, you tore your ACL. I mean, we kind of had the same thing going on. I was, at the time, best season I ever had in my career. Last game of the season to my ACL. You come in, third pick of the draft, you're ready to get started. First practice that you go through as a Jaguar, you tell your ACL.
Yeah.
You know, they tell you it's an ACL injury.
Yeah, my whole, like, all I remember is, like, I just remember when I heard that I got my ACL torn, I just felt like I had a volume and it just went straight like that on mute. Like, you couldn't hear nothing. I just couldn't hear anything. And I honestly didn't think it was an ACL tear. I honestly thought I, like, you know what I'm saying, maybe strained or, like, hurt something else. But I didn't think it was an ACL tear, because that was, like, that's my biggest fear. It hurt, because I knew so many people, even you, like, that I wanted to prove to, that I can do what I can do. Like, it all got put on hold, you know?
You're now the number one Leo.
Yeah.
And how ready are you to get into the 2016 season, at least the offseason, and what you're all about?
I'm ready. Like, I'm trying to prepare myself. I know for a fact I'm ready. I've always been ready for this. I've been doing this since I was a little baby. So it's just me trying to prepare myself. You know, I got to be prepared, you know, mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying, emotionally, and do what I have to do to get us, you know, get us rocking.
So you predicting to be the best Leo on our team?
I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is me, you know what I'm saying, getting out there and for us to get that chemistry together, me and you, because that's what that matters. I'm going to do what I got to do. I ain't worried about that, the talent part. Now, I'm healthy. I feel good. I'm just trying to worry about me getting out there on the same page with you so we can get those sacks.